Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience, offering precision engineered tools for your family jewels. The Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, the trimmer is also waterproof. You can trim it in the shower or in the jacuzzi if you're a savage. Manscaped Performance Package is the best buy of 2021. The Performance Package comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag. Might as well get the best tools to do the job. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code NTS. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code NTS. That's 20% off with NTS, nigga. Yo, thanks for Manscaped for making our wieners look so good.
Yeah, it's not really popping off this week, honestly, except nasty ass Deshaun Watson. We kind of covered him last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nut covered his tummy last week, but now we find out he likes other things covered as well.
What's wrong with tickling your balloon knot?
Nothing. As long as you ask the proper people. Not a white massage therapist.
Who's at work?
Who's at work? Yeah, she's clocked in, nigga.
She's clocked in. Nobody should... When you're at work, you should have nothing to do with anybody's booty hole.
Yeah.
Only time you should be involved with somebody's booty hole at work is if you're a booty hole doctor.
Hey, chill out, man.
And even then, you gotta have some tact.
A booty hole doctor.
Like, if you're giving out colonoscopies or, like, booty drainages...
Booty hole doctor.
Colon cleanses. That's when you should be involved in somebody's asshole on the clock. But other than that, it's inexcusable.
That's a nasty nigga.
Yo, yeah. It's the fade. It's the head shape.
That's not a fade, bro.
It's
like I said last episode, bro. It's the head shape.
It's the military cut.
This shit wasn't molded right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the doctor could have.
Yeah, they should have.
Nah, he didn't do anything. They just let him out and be raw. They just said, figure it out, boy. And he figured out that he liked it in his ass.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, what's going on, everybody? This is Not That Serious Podcast. You already know what it is. The best podcast in the world. I don't know what you're handing. Oh, a bottle of water. Thank you, sir. Can't complain. What did I say?
We're talking about our weeks.
Oh yeah. Best podcast in the world.
So you were introducing yourself. Did you?
I was introducing myself.
Literally mid introduction. Wait, what am I talking about? You smoked today?
Huh?
You smoked today?
Nah. Oh. I haven't smoked in a day.
Okay.
Well, how's everybody doing? How's everybody's week?
It's a pretty good week.
We'll get to you, nigga.
You hold on a second.
It's been a week.
You hold on.
Oh my God.
How? What's up? What's up, Corey?
Normal week.
Nothing chilling. Nothing crazy.
It's been smooth, bro. I can't complain.
No pig roast. No luau's. All right.
Chilling.
Keenan,
how's your week, big dog?
Yeah, you had a good week. Who gives a shit? All right. Now you. Can I put your business out here?
I mean,
you did.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
What?
No, I want to be like you.
Yeah. I want to know what have I done that normal people don't do?
Yeah.
Is it just glamorized because it's me?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want the truth?
What have I done?
So, our man Elzy, DJ Elzy. Julian Roberto Elzy the second.
Yeah.
He did a pop out, man. It's a coming out party. And he ain't gay. He done unclipped the veil. He done let the world see a little ting ting. Little ting ting. So you out here in these streets, huh? Well, you out of the streets, huh?
Out the streets now, I'm chilling.
Literally.
Oh,
I was never really in the streets anyway.
No, you was
it. No, I wasn't.
You, nigga.
No, I wasn't. I don't know what y'all. I don't know what people thought I was out here doing.
Because he gasses that agenda. That's
yeah. That's why it might have seemed like I was out places.
Sit here on this podcast like I don't know you niggers personally.
You do, but like you exaggerate.
Like I don't know you niggers in real actual life. But we'll go with the fact that yeah, you wasn't in the streets. You just happened like that.
I wasn't really doing much, but yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying, I got a little girl now. Huh?
That's nice.
Very nice.
A little lady.
That's nice, man.
That was weird because none of us have been single at the same time.
We all... No.
Nah, it's never happened. Never. Not even...
No.
Me and you have been single at the same time. But me...
Yeah,
three,
oh yeah, we were single. Yeah,
we were.
Y'all two was like, y'all was the city boys. It was
that's how that. Shit. That's how that birthed.
Yeah, literally. We were both single.
Y'all was nasty.
The agenda I'm talking about.
I was not even...
Bro,
we really be chilling,
y'all
though.
I was not nasty.
Y'all was...
This nigga talking about I was nasty.
I'm about to say... I'm not gonna say.
What can you say?
He's not nasty.
I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm about to say. Nigga, if y'all don't think this nigga is nasty, go back to episode 73.
On vacation?
I don't give a fuck what type of vacation we was on. You're nasty. Yeah, shut up. But it's cool life. But I'm happy for you, bro.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I spoke that into existence for you, but you know.
Yeah, you did.
But it's good. Did. It's good things. I like that. Yeah, I love that for you.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
But what was sick is though, you seem to have the announcement did not go over well with a lot of people.
Yeah,
it seems that a lot of ladies are highly upset.
Seen some subtweets.
Yeah, man.
It was a lot of my Instagram getting shared. I ain't never had this much interaction on my page. I don't know if people don't realize that I would see this shit. But obviously, I don't see who's sharing shit to who.
You can't.
But I can see, the amount of times that something's being shared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see who's tapping on her page, from my page. I'm like, God damn. So, I don't know. I mean,
Do you want to give us the numbers on that?
Because
the numbers is nuts.
Last I checked, I mean, it got deleted now, but I would have to go through my archive. But when I last saw it, it was at 652 sticker taps on her page. But that's more than the views itself. Like, it didn't really make sense.
Let's clarify what that means.
That's a lot.
That means 652 people
on
652 occasions.
Times, yeah. Because the video itself only had 450 views.
So more people don't know the video, right?
Yeah.
At 652 occasions, somebody clicked on that picture to see who my mans was whining and dining.
Yeah,
y'all are sick.
That shit was crazy to me.
And then, yeah, it's nuts. Y'all, women, y'all out here moving nasty. And y'all should be ashamed.
I can't
say
women. I know some niggas, too.
Oh, some angry niggas.
She showed me her DMs. I've seen who was in it.
Awesome.
And I'm laughing.
Isn't the best?
It is funny, but
yeah,
don't it's hilarious.
Like,
yeah.
Like, yo, I'm about to come in her. And you are trying your best. And I'm about to take her around the corner.
Funny, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know why. I don't know if people just expect me, because this is only the second girlfriend I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think,
wow, that's crazy, yeah.
I think people are kind of surprised to see me with somebody else. Mm-hmm. I understand it. I get it. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah, nigga, I got to live.
It's been 3 years. That was in 2018.
I healed.
Yeah. Yeah, please, let me live.
We are both mature and have healed and moved on.
I am 28 now. did y'all just think I was going
to
be...
I'm trying to move into the next phase of my life.
I feel like people just thought I was just going to be single forever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, some people did it.
Yeah, I feel like some people just thought I was just never going to have anybody, but, you know, it is what it is.
You to have them.
Yeah, or some people just thought I was going to have them. I mean, I don't know, but...
Bitch, you was just a
placeholder.
You was a placeholder thing.
Nah,
shorty.
I ain't going to say
that. Yeah, baby.
No place.
Don't hey, baby, you was a cup holder.
Nah, don't be saying. But
maybe I can get rid of those.
That is Mike.
Yeah, that's Mike saying that. I have never called anybody a placeholder.
I am Mike speaking as Robert Elsa.
Oh, my God.
Julian Robert. Like, listen, baby, you not a cup holder that was in the car. You a cup holder that came from McDonald's. I can throw those out.
Oh, my God.
Act right.
Still going to do the same thing.
Act right. They do the same thing, but one's disposable. One's easy to get rid of. And you don't come with the vehicle.
Yeah, man. But
and, bitch, if I want to, I can really break the one that come in the vehicle. Because the cup holder in my car is broke. Which is why I got to fill the void with all these cup holders from McDonald's. Hitting close to home.
But yeah, man, I'm chilling. I've been chilling, honestly. But, you know, I guess the people were just kind of surprised. But
I was surprised you put it out like that. I was like, oh, okay.
I didn't really. How did people? I don't know how people.
I don't know what you.
I don't know what people expected.
What's
like,
the thing to do now?
Yeah, I'm not married. Like, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I don't know. Like,
I didn't announce that I'm going to Vietnam.
I think we're still in that mind state where. Where it's a young mind state where you got to announce.
I guess. I mean.
But it's like.
I think that's a stupid mind state.
Yeah, I feel like.
I'm stupid.
And it's funny. I didn't even put.
I'm with who I'm with.
I still really didn't put any. I just put. She posted like the gifts that I got her for her birthday. And that was enough for people just being in my DMs like, what? I'm getting a bunch of eye emojis
nigga,
and shit.
Did you see the gifts?
I'm like, what the hell?
Nigga, you that better be your girl. That's the gift you give. I saw like two 50s.
Nigga. Well, I'll tell you what.
It was a fat ass steak. Nigga, you bet me fucking.
The steak was for me, but she don't eat red meat. So.
Only brown.
Assalamu alaikum. Shut up, Keenan. What did I get? So obviously, I haven't bought like a gift for anybody. Like, people gotta understand, all this shit is new to me. It's, you know what it's like? I don't mean to compare it to this, but imagine being locked up for 10 years and you're like, yo, this fucking iPhone's out. You're like, you nigga, you have shit's just different, right? So I'm just trying to get accustomed to being in a relationship again. But what I got her for her birthday was I got her like two candles, you know what I'm saying, from like Bath and Body Works, and I put the $50 inside each candle, right?
Nice.
But before she opened the candle, there was a card, and it was $100 in the card.
Yo,
opened the card.
Fly niggas do fly shit.
That's what I'm saying. So she opened the card, right?
Fly niggas
and $100 came
shit.
Out, and I was like, yo, you have candles in there. Like, smell them. Like, see what they smell. And
smell them.
Right? And the card, then the $50 popped out.
Hey, cup holders, don't y'all wish that was y'all?
Yeah. And then, listen, don't you wish? But
McDonald's me.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You're second place.
He said McDonald's me. And then, now I got her, it was like a nice little necklace, you know, so.
That's what's up,
I'm just happy for you.
Happy for you, bro. That's all.
I feel like people are making a big deal out of something that's very regular. Like, being in a relationship is regular.
I'm
underestimating, like, what people perceive me as, but I didn't think it was anything
because
like.
Because I don't perceive you as, like, a womanizer, but I feel like she's going to make you happy. And us as your close friends, you know, we're happy.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So, yeah.
I definitely appreciate
it. We're going to mute that.
I get it, though. Hey, we've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Give me a trust stamp.
Trust me. It's 10. My dumb ass. I'm looking at the actual time. I said it's 10:52.
Corey got it. He's his responsibility. He said it.
Oh man, but yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. Well,
was out here.
Now I'm in here.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Happy for you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
truly,
it.
Truly am.
Appreciate it.
I knew that yeah, as soon as you were starting to allude to, like, oh man, I'm over here a lot. And I'm like, nice.
Yeah, man.
Good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
setting
it.
Up camp for the winter. But it turned out to be for the spring.
Oh, good.
But what's going on for the week? Nothing. Like we said, it's not really nothing going on this week.
I'm about to say I got a promotion too.
See, this nigga's firing on all cylinders.
Go ahead, man. You on fire this week.
You can't miss. Pay raise.
Yeah, got a pay raise, bonuses.
Bonuses. Ooh,
finally got health insurance.
That's a big boy move.
It is. Yeah. And it's funny because I'm turning 28. So last year, I didn't have any health insurance because I turned 27.
Didn't you have to pay all taxes 20, on that?
Huh?
Like when you.
No, I didn't at that time because I think I did my taxes before that happened. But yeah, there is a tax deductible or not deductible.
I just
like
found
it
out. That's
bonus,
wild.
Or a penalty if you don't have health insurance.
That's crazy.
It is.
Like $500.
Yeah.
I'm about to be so tight, bro.
Yeah.
But So
you barely, it literally, you barely.
That's why I'm like, I don't want to do my taxes now. Imagine not being able to afford
health insurance, exactly, and then you get charged.
But not being able to afford deadline the 15th.
Literally,
they push it back.
Yeah, they push it.
It's May 17th now.
Do it then.
I feel like I'm gonna just do it because I know I'm gonna pay regardless.
Hey, where do you go? You do like TurboTax some shit?
Yeah, I do TurboTax. Well, I'm going to do. Usually, I have my cousin.
Why?
RP.
Because if you find an accountant, you might be able to get away with it.
Mm-hmm. If I do what?
Like if you go through an accountant. Like they might be able.
Oh, maybe. You know an accountant?
Yeah.
All right, but Q got to plug up to everything.
Literally, Q got to plug to Jesus.
T-shirt presses, watermelons, cocaine, whatever you need. I got it.
You want to?
Like you need a weed dealing chiropractor? I know.
Yeah, I can find
around the corner.
Make three lefts and a right.
Yeah, three lefts and a right, and crack your neck. He'll be outside with an eighth.
Crack your neck.
Bro, I seen this video. Speaking of chiropractor, I seen this video since we don't got shit to talk about. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen this video on TikTok, right? It was this chiropractor, right? And I guess he just be cracking random people back or whatever. He had this old lady. The lady is at least 250 years old. Oh. Bro. And like she had scoliosis from hell. Right? And so like he's cracking her back. And like every time he cracks her back, she goes, ah!
Oh wait, I've
like her voice is like,
I've seen that, yeah. I've seen that video. I thought she was gonna die.
I thought she was going to die. And then it's like, oh
my
god. And then like he's talking to her, he's like, how's that feel? He goes, ah, yeah. And then one time, like, he cracked her back so hard, it was like, I guess it messed up her tongue. And, like, she kept trying to taste it. She's like, I like, she was trying to click her tongue back.
Oh, my God. Tongue.
And then she's like, you feel that, Lorraine?
Yeah, all down my back.
I feel it, Mr.
All the way down my back.
I'm like, this bitch is about to fucking kick the bucket on a TikTok.
That shit made me scared to get my back cracked. I still want to do it, but man, have any of y'all done it?
No.
I feel like I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah, that's not. Kenny, you done it? I feel like that's something you would do. Like chiropractor, you never been?
I would 1,000% go. 100%.
Yeah, I've had a massage.
Damn, Deshaun.
Deshaun Dixon.
Deshaun Dixon. Deshaun.
Nigga started humping the air. Who got that good D? Who got that good D?
That nigga was saying, you ain't never had dick like this before. I'm giving you a massage.
On the clock, bro.
I'm getting 15
I'm on
hours.
The clock, not the cock.
I can't stop talking about this nigga. He's so weird.
Oh, but hold on. Yeah, so, you wouldn't go to a chiropractor?
No, oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, yeah. I'm just scared. Well, the chiropractor, like those people. Like, the ones who clearly do it for YouTube views. Yeah. Like, I want you to do it because you actually like your job. Like, don't do it because you're trying to make an example out of me.
I kind of want to now because I got my vaccine over the weekend.
Oh yeah,
and my back's been hurting ever since.
Oh yeah, you got your first dose, right?
No, my only dose.
Oh, you did Johnson Johnson.
You did the Johnson Johnson one hitter.
Damn,
yeah, the one hitter.
Damn, it knocked your ass out.
Out.
Actually,
I had to leave work.
You swerving.
Mm-hmm. I had to leave work.
Damn, really?
Yeah. So my appointment was from 9 to 9:15. Mm-hmm. I was back on the turnpike by 9:30. Went straight to work. Stayed at work for, I get to work, my arm is sore. So I'm like, all right, that's, you know, normal.
That is normal.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes later, my arm's on fire.
That is
really
not,
yeah,
not
like, yeah, it's like burning, like a burning.
You got
sensation.
It in the right arm?
Yeah, because I got a tattoo on my left arm.
Okay.
She was like, you know.
Yeah, she wondered.
So at that point, I'm like, okay. But it's just, I have another arm. I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now my legs are hurting, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your legs.
Both of my legs. It looked like I felt like I just finished leg day. So like walking is kind of like
body aches out the ass.
And then I just get like very sleepy. So then I talk to my manager. I explain to him the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got my shot. And I'm like, I don't feel well. And I feel like I would be a poor representation of the company if I were to stay. It seems like I understand. So I left. I get home.
That's an incredible line. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm gonna start saying that. Well, I would be a poor representation of the company if I stayed.
Write that down.
I'm gonna say that next time I shit in the bathroom really bad.
Nothing like, I'm really good at interviewing, and I can can talk. Like,
I remember you saying that, and that all makes sense.
It
now,
does make sense.
Because that line is fucking
incredible.
I
never heard anybody say that shit.
I feel like I can talk my way out of every situation.
Mm-hmm. That is an incredible line. But all right, continue.
But continue. All right. Yeah. So I go home. I get into bed. Immediately, chills. So now I'm experiencing aches, and I have chills, right? I go to sleep. I wake up around 6, go back to sleep. Then I wake up at midnight. I wake up at midnight. I can't go back to sleep because my back hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up. I start pacing. And then I take like a Tylenol from like 12 to 3. And then I go back to sleep. And then I've just been having back aches since. And that was on Saturday. It's Wednesday.
Still having back aches?
Still having back aches.
Mm.
My arm still hurts. It's not burning anymore, but it's still
it just hurt. Yeah, I mean, I got mine in my left arm. And I was like it felt like if X would have punched me in the arm, like, yeah, that's what it would have felt like. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's that.
So, I mean.
I definitely would go to a chiropractor.
Hey, wait. Keenan, what shot did you get?
I got the Johnson & Johnson.
And what were the symptoms for you?
So, there's the thing with mine. No, seriously. So, I found out mine, like, while I was at the gym, and that's when I put it into the group chat. So, I was literally just finished working out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if my soreness was from working out or from the shot.
Both.
And both. Then, like, they also say, like, fatigue, like, sets in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to bed until, like, 3:00 that night. So, I don't know if I was tired at work because the shot
or well, you got the shot. Well, you're talking about the same day, right?
Yeah, because I got the job. Well, yeah, no,
he
next
didn't,
day.
He
next
went
day.
And got next. The shot because you texted it to the group chat.
Okay.
No, I texted in the group chat.
Okay,
but you wasn't. No, we got two different shots. I got the Pfizer.
Yeah, you got the Pfizer. Yeah. You got the But when you did that, you know, I thought that was a joke, right?
I mean, so like, I know that like they've been doing like pop up shots, like pharmacies and stuff, been getting like the vaccines, like they've been doing it. So like, when somebody told them, like, yeah, definitely.
I'm not doing the Johnson & Johnson again. I can't handle that.
I mean, you don't have to do it again. You don't.
No, you apparently we are gonna have to do it again
for Johnson & Johnson.
No, so you're going to have to get
a booster.
Like, you're gonna have to get a booster, and apparently. They were saying that they may or may not have like a time frame on the actual vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So like my mom was telling me that next summer we might be getting more shots, which would just be the boosters.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I was fine with mine. Like I had the OG nurse, so I didn't even feel mine going.
No, I felt it, but it was nothing crazy. I was just the after effects kind of wore me out.
Mine wasn't too terrible.
Because you were just sleepy.
I was just sleepy the next day and then my arm hurt a little bit, but it wasn't on fire.
Yeah.
I think it's been a week or two since I got my shot, so I'm almost back in the game fully. You heard me,
because
mm-hmm.
You were the one that was explaining to me that your vaccine has to settle.
Yeah.
How long is that?
About 3 weeks.
Oh wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So about 3 weeks after you get it, you gotta really let it set in before you want to go out and. Do things still socially distanced with a mask, by the way.
Absolutely, you can still catch it.
Just because you,
yeah, people don't understand that it's not a cure. Yeah, it's a vaccine.
Like this woman came to my job. People do it every day. Somebody was like every time they come in, we have to ask them if they have any COVID symptoms. So you ask them, you take their temperature. Like, hey, do you have any COVID symptoms today? The lady was like, oh no, I just got the vaccine.
That doesn't. I didn't mean anything.
If I wanted to know that, I would have fucking asked you that. I would have said, hey, did you get the vaccine? That's when you say, yeah. No, that's I like, asked you if you have any COVID symptoms.
That's like it's raining outside, and then asked, "All right, hey, are you wet?" And he's like, "No, I brought an umbrella. You can still get
you can still
wet,
get wet,
you stupid bitch."
Like I said on Twitter, bro, like
is
I said
there
on
water
Twitter,
on
like,
you? No, I have an umbrella. So
like that's what? Like that's like saying like, "Yo, I'm wearing a seatbelt. I can't get in a car accident." A seatbelt doesn't stop you from getting in the car accident. Yeah, it just stops you from
die.
Fucking that's dying.
You can still die too.
You can still die.
Exactly. I saw somebody
you can still
today
die.
I know somebody that caught COVID, but they got the vaccine. Y'all can keep them shots though. Like,
nigga,
it's a vaccine,
what?
It's not a cure.
What?
And you know what? Let's talk about this thing. And a lot of people have been using this. All right, I'm going to talk to black people right now.
Talk to them.
Preach. I don't know if you've seen that. Y'all guys seen that SNL skit?
I agree with the people who were saying that was a conversation that did not need to be had on national television. I agree with that.
Say it again?
People were saying, like what you're about to say with that SNL skit, okay. Like, with black people talking about, like, why they wouldn't get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of people saying, like, yo, Like, I get what they were trying to do, but this is a conversation about black people. They shouldn't be having in front of, like, white people like this to make
and,
it seem like...
And not for nothing, the main people who don't want to do this are white people. So I just feel like it's a little contradicting.
I feel like it.
These are the same people who don't want to wear masks.
Hold on,
as a political statement?
Hold on.
Like in the context that they were using it on Saturday Night Live, like trying to make it seem like oh, black people aren't getting it just because like we're just being ignorant. Yeah, that could be true. But is that a conversation that needs to be had on national television on a sitcom?
Why you ask yourself
about
why,
actual like problems?
You ask yourself why people don't want to get this shot.
Yeah,
I get it.
I'm on both sides.
That's where I come in. All right. To me, comedy is subjective. You can say anything, and I guess it puts out the putting out the message that black people are not getting the shot because they're ignorant. Yeah, it's not right, and not highlighting the fact that many white people are blatantly not getting a shot because they are also ignorant is wrong. Like they're not putting that out there. But when this is where you lose me. The people under there that saying, well, you know, black people have a history of not trusting the medical field. And, you know, black people.
Well, look how the medical field does.
Hold on. And I understand that. And then a lot of people bring up the Tuskegee Airmen incident. I'm like, yes.
We can talk about modern day medicine. 100%.
We talk about modern day medicine.
The Tuskegee experiment is like apples to oranges to this virus.
I hate that comparison. And then like, hold on. And then like, and I was like, yeah, black women are not being listened to, and then black women are like a way larger percentage more likely to die in childbirth. But we all gotta realize this.
It's not that.
Ain't that?
It's not that.
This is a pandemic that's affecting everybody.
This is like.
This is not a black, white, Hispanic, Asian thing. Everybody is affected by this virus. When you go outside, you are subject to it. Nigga, when you stay inside, you can be subject to it. If you're staying like a hermit, you're not. But like, the second you go outside, it don't matter. The virus don't care. You black, you white, whatever.
Yeah.
So you not getting the vaccine based on some shit that's like it's clearly biased towards black people. You should be able to differentiate that this and that. And as ignorant as the SNL skit kind of came off.
It was facts.
Them niggas was telling facts.
They were telling facts.
Because I know a lot of people that I know personally in my family that think like that.
And I can show you more white people who think like
that. I understand
too.
It's not about white people, though.
It's not about white people.
Because they weren't. In that skit, they weren't talking to white people. That's the thing.
I'm talking to my black people.
Yeah.
I want my black people to do better.
And I feel like. And that's what they were trying
to do. Just because I'm scolding my black people doesn't mean it's like, well, what about the white people? Yeah, I don't care them. About them right now.
I'm not talking about them.
Because, nigga, you're my uncle. I care about what my uncle is going to do. Mm. I care about what my father is going to do. I care about what my aunties and my sisters and my cousins are going to do because I want to see y'all the next fucking family reunion. There ain't going to be no white people there, hopefully.
Do not bring your white wife.
I'm proud of my white wife.
Calm down, Hubert.
I am proud to be the fourth black coach in UNC history.
And it's like,
I am proud to be one of their new.
I'm not trying, because lately I've been on this. But like, I'm not white people. I want y'all to get the vaccine too. I want everybody to get the vaccine. But I'm not talking to white people right now. I'm talking to black people because
talking to niggas.
Because I see it in a lot of black people, especially if you go on Facebook. It's so many stupid niggas here talking about, yo, I'm gonna get the vaccine because I'm Christian. What? Huh?
Like, bro, like, I really stop using religion.
As yeah, stop using that.
And then like, hold on,
you're manipulating religion.
And then like this, you got diabetes, you got heart disease, you had a heart attack. You've had two heart attacks and a triple bypass surgery. You not getting up vaccine? Nah, I don't think I need it. That's too invasive on my body. You've had tubes in your body.
Literally. No, seriously.
Or they might put a chip in you. Nigga, you got 3 cell phones.
Literally. Like,
nigga, you work in a warehouse. Who gives a fuck?
Like, I understand.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who gives a fuck if they tracking you, Rel?
Bro, where are you going? Where are you really going?
You are going to the liquor store, who to are your you? Bitch house, Rel, to work and back.
Like, who Rel, are you? Like,
Uber to work.
Yeah, bro. The government knows where you're at. Like, it at don't matter. Times. It don't matter. Like, it like, really
nigga,
don't
you
matter.
You are not a fucking anti-terrorist regime. Mm-hmm. You are not John. You're not John Wick.
You're not even making enough money for the IRS to come after you.
Literally.
Like, you're they really let not.
Shit slide. They haven't even caught up on your child support shit yet.
Literally.
Because it's so insignificant.
Like, and the thing is,
they're better off if you don't pay.
Like, bro, in the grand scheme of things, I understand why people are skeptical of a vaccine. I get it.
Especially,
I get it. I understand how fast it came out, but like, you gotta understand, like,
that's another shit. That
especially is, something that's not approved.
Yeah, no, this, that, oh another. My god, that's the worst part. When people are like, "Oh, it's not FDA approved," and they only did it because it's a special occasion. It's
yeah,
a vaccine.
Nigga,
like,
so bro, is the fucking bee pollen pills you take to make your dick hard.
They've been doing this, nigga. You take gas station pills, but you won't take a fucking virus,
Mister.
You won't take a vaccine,
Mister. Blue Chew.
Yeah, nigga, what?
Yeah.
You eat rhino pills, but won't take a vaccine.
Like you eat black snake moan pills from the gas station,
like
to keep your fucking balls and gross.
Bro, like it's
and
fine.
You won't take the fucking
I'm telling back. You, like I Come we on, I man. Get it, I get it, I really do. But you gotta understand, this situation is completely different.
You have to learn it some is differentiation. Not
that. But correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they say that this vaccine was like tested on the most people, like ever,
ever,
yeah.
ever,
and
humans?
You know,
because they know they can't bullshit with this.
You can't fuck around with this. And people say, well, what about AIDS? Oh, and then I heard somebody say, well, why wouldn't you just make a cold for the flu? The regular flu. Because niggas wasn't fucking
niggas
dying.
Niggas wasn't dying from that.
From the flu. And niggas, you could go outside.
No, not the flu. The cold.
Yeah,
a cold. A common cold.
Yeah.
There's a flu vaccine. That's why it exists.
Get a flu shot every year.
Flu shot? That's people get flu shots every year.
This vaccine is actually, it could actually help find a cure for HIV.
Sure.
I bet it can. But you know.
But even when people bring up that argument, HIV. You know how you get
HIV? You know
HIV?
How you get that?
You fucking, or you swapping bodily fluids?
It ain't one of those things. You can't get within 6 feet of somebody and catch AIDS.
No.
That's literally.
A little closer.
Literally doesn't work like that.
You gotta kind
of. If it did work like that, we wouldn't be here.
Well, you kind of gotta be inside of them.
A little bit.
But nah, you don't get AIDS by being outside and breathing their air.
And the thing about it is, like, people gotta understand, like, the whole point of the vaccine is to develop herd immunity. So most people can be immune to it. So when a large majority of people do get it, it'll do a lot less harm.
Especially when you get it.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's to protect you. And if you don't feel that way, even if you feel like you can get COVID and be fine, the point of it is for you to have the vaccine. And if you pass it along to somebody else, you'll both be fine.
Exactly. Especially because they don't want hospitals overpopulated.
Yes.
Again.
Like, bro, they had. I don't think people realize this, bro. They were using stadiums as hospitals. Like one of my boys is in the he's in the reserves, mm-hmm. and he was carrying dead bodies in Newark.
Yes,
like from the vaccine. Like he told like very, very graphic stories. He was like, "Yo, this is shit. Like I lose sleep over this."
Yeah. My cousin actually he's a janitor in one of the hospitals in New York. He said at the height of it, they were just bringing in tractor trailers and they were just putting dead bodies in trailers.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally. Yes, and that's what he was taking the bodies out the trailers.
See? Like, bro, like, this shit is
it's very real.
But y'all want to fuck around.
It's very real. Like,
because even a valid history, a valid thing that we should be concerned about, but in this situation, no.
Like, listen.
Get the vaccine.
I know it's inconvenient. Yes, nobody wants to fucking deal with this, but just because we don't want to deal with it doesn't mean it's not actually happening. I'm sorry. I don't know how to put this shit.
And it's fucking free. It's free. It's free.
Some places aren't even. They said they're not even checking your insurance. Like, just show up.
Show up. They didn't check mine.
They didn't check mine.
They checked mine.
They didn't check mine.
They checked my ID.
They said, do you have it? I was like, nah. They said, go ahead.
That's
you good.
Great.
Because like, okay. We all need this. Go get it. Come on, I'm about to start rounding up homeless people on the street. Did you get yours?
No, facts.
No. Literally, no, for real. They need it more than anybody. They're the ones outside all the time.
And I said this on Twitter. If you're getting your COVID information from a deep fried meme, don't speak to me about it.
You don't,
COVID.
Yeah, you're not really like.
If you get any information about anything from a deep fried meme.
And listen, we are three Negroes in America. Do we trust the government? No.
No.
But is this virus real? Yeah,
because all three of us
all vaccinated, and me and Mike and Kaden had it. The fuck?
Yes,
yes. We all had
the shit.
I actually had the shit.
Had family
what the
members
fuck are you
that had
about?
The shit. No like, family members that have died
yes.
from the shit.
Like, stop, bro.
Dumb.
Stop.
Fuck.
Stop. Stop. I'm sorry it's inconvenient, but please, like, I don't know what else to
be
say.
Be stupid on your own time where it doesn't affect everybody else's health.
You know the only people I would say don't get the vaccine at this moment is if you're pregnant. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
That's a toss-up. That's the only situation. Like, maybe you should wait. Kind of just take it easy. Everybody else?
Get that shit.
You should get it.
Get it.
You should get it.
Because starting next week, if you're 16 and older, you can get it now. So I'm trying to get my sister to get it.
Bro, herd immunity. Mm-hmm. It's an actual thing. You can look it up. Like, that's why common colds don't affect.
We are not the sharpest tools in the shed.
We are not. That's why there's
enemies.
Like, if we were, we would be out here maskless just like Australia, but we're not.
Yeah, we're not. Because we live fucking here with y'all.
And with y'all. Ain't nobody in Australia talking about, well, you know, there's a chip in there.
It's a chip in the shrimp, too, you moron.
I open my phone with my face.
It's a chip in there, mate.
Doesn't matter.
You open your... Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
How you open your phone, LZ?
With my face. Bro, I don't use passwords anymore. You know what my password is? My face. Bro, you know what my 2K player looks like? My face. Because I put my face in the game.
The camera.
Oh, my God. You know who has my location? Everybody. The government. They can find me if they had to.
Ronnie 2K can find me.
Ronnie 2K can find me tonight. Bro, I have random people on my Snapchat that can see they can see when I'm driving. And I'm supposed to be worried about a fucking chip?
The chip's been
a chip? A SIM card? The one I have in my phone? The one I had to deal with today to activate this
called
shit?
A credit card. Like,
yeah, bro. If you
debit
use,
card.
But yeah, bro, that's the worst. If you use any debit or credit cards, you can be tracked.
Asshole.
Ass wipe. You must not watch enough ID because you should be using just cash.
No, you should.
You should be. If you don't want to be found, cash. If you use debit or credit, you're found.
Yes.
If you drive a smart car,
you're found.
I'm not even talking about Tesla. There's other smart cars.
Bro, like, my car knows when I park it and start it. Like, I am fried out here. Like, everybody can find me. No, you know what's crazy?
There's always the
when
people
I get
who
my
are not important who are like,
yeah, like, you'll be fine. Like, bro, when I get in my car after work, it says 19 minutes to home. I don't put in directions. It just knows where I'm going.
It just knows. Like,
it knows.
You know where you're going.
It knows my patterns. Like, trust me. Like, you'll be fine. I'm fine. I'm sorry. Like, you'll be fine. You got this, okay?
We got. Just show up.
Just get.
We say all that, yeah. Get the vaccine,
the shot.
Man.
Yeah, we say all that.
Get the shot, bro.
And this is someone who didn't even react well to it.
I had fatigue. You know, your symptoms are gonna be, you know, kind of fucked up. But you know what's really fucked up? Having COVID.
You know what's really fucked up? Getting somebody else sick and something happens.
And yeah.
I can't live with that. I can live
now.
With
I that's and that's
I can,
exactly,
I can live with a sore back.
That's me. Literally why I got the vaccine. Like even after having COVID, I was like, oh, I can probably have this again and be all right. But would I want to pass that along to somebody who might not handle the same way I did? No.
Think of the next man. Think of your families. Like
for 2 seconds.
For just 2 seconds.
Because I feel like if you don't get it, I think you're just being extremely selfish.
Yeah.
That's really it's all stupid. It kind of comes down to. Like people are just being selfish, but.
And stupid. And speaking of stupid, your boy Hubert Davis.
That's his boy.
Your boy. Actually, your boy.
It's a sad day to be a Tar Heel, man. Say it on the mic.
Say your dumb shit on the mic.
Yeah. Say it on the mic.
Say that stupid shit on the mic. Go ahead.
Pussy.
Wow, pussy. All I was going to say was, you can get the vaccine and still pass COVID to somebody.
Yeah, no,
but you're missing
the point. The point is, if we all have the vaccine, though, and pass it to each other, it wouldn't matter because you're not going to die.
That's also not true.
That's not true.
You can well, even
die,
so, it,
but it's a better chance.
You have a better chance.
Of
yeah,
you dying is less.
Would you rather go into a gunfight?
No.
Hold on. Keenan,
you understand what we're saying.
Would you rather go into a gunfight how you are right now or with a bullet vest on?
It's literally the same thing because you can still die.
You can still get shot in the head and die.
Oh yeah, of course.
But you got a better chance because you have a fucking vest.
Exactly. But when you're in a war zone, you don't be running around with no plates.
No, but
you put some fucking plates on, nigga. Are you probably gonna die?
No.
Is it gonna take a little longer for it? Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is, if I have that bullet that bulletproof vest on and I bring Elsie to war, Elsie can still die. That's all I was saying.
But even so, the whole point.
But he has a less likely chance to die if he puts on a vest as well.
Exactly. And if we can.
I know that. It's just that that last little fragment.
Yeah. And like, even so, this is for like the future too. So COVID won't be an issue.
So you know everybody has a vest on. Actually.
So everybody. You know, so, no, and you know what's going to happen? Niggas are just going to start being born with their vest on. That's the whole point. Exactly. Have niggas never. What the fuck is happening? That's why we don't have polio.
I don't know, those anti-vaxxers might be bringing it back.
That's what I'm saying. These fucking anti-vaxxers out here with weak legs.
Shout out to you.
Get her. Don't block her name. No, she deserves
she's
it.
She's an idiot.
Oh, my God. What the goddamn fuck? Please. 22 minutes. Yes, man. Come on, man.
She was at the Capitol.
She was at the, she's a dumbass.
She was at the Trump rally.
Giving her no shine.
All right. You're right.
All right. Nah, fair enough. All
right. You're right.
No I don't free, tell you you're right a lot.
No free pub. Right. An idiot.
Stupid bitch.
What was I about to say? Oh, yeah, Hubert Davis. So, I guess I can explain.
Yeah, you will.
So, UNC. So, our longtime coach, like, retired, right? His name is Roy Williams. Oh, yeah, actually, he had 903 wins. Shout out to him. So, he retired, and we hired our next head coach, and his name is Hubert Davis. He was the assistant head coach. So, he had his presser, right? This press conference, and he's having like a really good speech. Everything started off cool. He was talking about how like he was one of the first black coaches, and he really admires being, you know, one of the only black coaches, and how only 26% of head coaches in the NCAA period are minorities, and it all sounded great.
Until
yeah,
it is significant.
Until it didn't sound great.
It's significant that.
Hold on.
I'm African American and I'm the head coach here. It's significant. I know that in terms of Division I head coaches all around the country, only 26% of the head coaches for Division I men's basketball are compromised by minorities, specifically African Americans. I know that it is significant that I'm fourth African-American head coach in any sport in the history of the University of North Carolina.
I'm rolling with you now.
Very proud to be African-American.
Okay.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud that my three beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us.
I don't know why. It had nothing to do with, like, nothing.
I saw your tweet. Just of the like what he said, before, mm-hmm. So I didn't watch the video. I was like, "Oh, this
bro,
the
fuck no, he's talking about. Like,
if I had to guess, I'm not defending this. This is stupid. But if I had to guess, that's his way of like trying to pander to the white UNC audience.
Yeah, you know what's called? It's called a coon.
They said even white Twitter.
There's
was
a name
confused.
For that.
Yeah.
This is how I felt watching that video.
There's a name for that.
Oh, brother Dominique, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of you,
bro. Bro, like, what are you doing? Like, and he what is that? He doubled down on it.
What type of shit is this?
He doubled down on it. Let me see if I can find the other video. Because there's another one. There's a video of him before the actual press conference where he actually said that already. Let me see if I can find
somebody it. Somebody has to call these niggas out.
Bro. Where is this at?
And I'm like,
I'm gonna try to
ask for that though.
I've never seen somebody take so sharp a left turn in all my life. Like he was rolling. He was like, okay, it's significant, you know, black people and nah, nah. And I'm the first black head coach in the basketball program, nah, nah, nah. I'm the fourth black coach in the history of this in all sports. And I'm like, that means something. I'm thinking, what you say next means. I hope that makes me an example that more black people like myself can break the mold.
His wife ugly as fuck. Oh.
If you Google his name, that's the first thing that comes up. It's his wife.
Oh, God.
Let me see.
Nah, I got to see her.
Oh,
bro, his wife is hit.
Ooh, his wife
I'm
look like,
sorry.
His wife look like Elmer Fudd.
I don't.
Like, be very, very quiet.
Very, very
I'm
quiet.
Hunting niggas.
Bro. This is, he was going all out for this?
Yo, that nigga cooned this one.
Yo. She could have at least been bad, bro. Did you see her, Keenan? Yeah. She
looked like the chick from Frozen.
The chick from Frozen? Which one?
The voice
for Elsa, I gotta
she
see.
She looks
who that
like
is.
Elmer the Fudd.
She looks just like her, just yikes. An uglier version.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know. Yo, I think, like, we're never gonna win a game.
That was bad.
That was bad, bro.
And
like,
you know what? I have a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I think this is actually a great thing that this happened, especially for HBCUs.
Oh, them niggas is going straight there.
I swear to God, I think this is great. I think him being such a coon out for this, or maybe not even because of him being so oblivious and tone deaf, makes young black men and women stand up and look at the NCAA as a whole and be like, yo, they really don't value us past our bodies, you know what I mean? And what we could do for their programs. And instead, like, go to these HBCUs. I'm in the middle of a good point.
Stop.
All right.
I know your phone has cool features. Stop.
Man,
you don't have to
We got it. I'm in the middle of a point. Ugh. Show that fucking
relax.
Goblin.
Yeah, get that foot out of my face.
Jesus. God damn. We can play toesies later. Now, I said, that, you know, these young black men and women was going to look at the NCAA like, okay, maybe they really don't care about us. And then maybe they'll go to these HBCUs, help them get some money, and raise them up to the status that they need to be at. And this is coming from somebody who went to a PWI.
Yeah.
And I do understand the importance of HBCUs. They just wasn't giving me no money. But
yeah, this is a little expensive guess.
Yeah, but you know what? These black kids, these kids going to these HBCUs, giving them money to, and that'll get them to a point where they don't have to charge so much, mm-hmm. and more kids can go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing because it's already started. Wasn't it that it was a couple recruits that decided to go to the HBCUs, right?
The main one, Mikey.
Mikey said that now.
Mikey, no,
he
well,
said that they're in his top choices.
I think he's going to go to Hampton.
His mom went there.
That'd be a big deal if he did, though. That'd be what's up. And all I think it really, and honestly, all it takes is for one real stud recruit to go and for it to start to win.
Football is good too because Jackson State hired Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
and them niggas are balling, ain't they?
They just took their first loss, but yeah, they were balling.
I think they took two.
Two?
Yeah.
But just, and like his coaching staff is nuts. So
well, the fact that they play on ESPN now is really good.
Yeah.
So. Yo, who the fuck asked him if he had a white wife? Like, nobody asked you that, my nigga. Like, I'm actually getting upset now. Nobody asked him. They said, Hubert, how do you feel? He said, my wife is Caucasian.
And I have mixed babies.
And I'd be fucking her.
Why wouldn't I feel great?
Why wouldn't
I already hit the jackpot?
Wouldn't I feel like I'm doing something amazing?
Do you think black men who date white women have like an... Do you think...
They're weird.
That is true, but do you think that they are...
They're weird.
You said that already.
But do I want
you,
say,
they're weird.
You think that they feel like they're obligated to like show them off or flaunt them?
Yeah, because they're weird.
I think there's two sides of the spectrum. I think there's niggas who just happen to have a white girlfriend, mm-hmm. and there's other niggas who have a white woman just to feel like they're doing better than other niggas.
Thank you for bringing some type of...
Okay.
Because there's niggas who just date white
You're right,
like,
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's niggas who, all right, yeah, there's niggas who just have white girlfriends.
I'll be forgetting.
Yeah. Like, we've all known niggas who just had a white girl. They're just like, I mean, this girl's just white. Like, and she's chilling.
It wasn't me, though.
Yeah, it wasn't me neither. But there's also been niggas who had a white woman, and the first thing they did
was
bash.
Falling short of the glory
and
of God.
Bashed other niggas and black
all
women.
Sinned. We've all fallen
we've all
down.
Fallen.
But we.
But we've all gotten up.
Get up. Poor Corey is just a sinner who fell down.
Listen, he was lost, but now he is found.
Hang on.
Reform Nigga is the name of the podcast.
The episode. Corey fell down, but he got up.
Didn't he?
why are we here?
Corey's leaving the park. Yeah,
he's going to disappear like Rory and Maul.
Yeah, Corey's going to be fine for a reason.
Yeah, like, he's going to block all
that
of us.
That nigga about to be Corey Rory.
No, my God.
Corey Rory.
Corey Rory. Wait, man, listen, like, yo, Rudy Gobert's a bitch.
Jay Crowder. Rudy Gobert French ass. He's like, leave that shit back in Florida where you come from, boy.
Literally. But, hey, yeah, like I said, like, there's niggas who have white women.
I'm
and
a
there's...
real French one, not a fake one like you. So.
There's niggas who have white women, and then there's women, there's niggas who have white women because black women don't want them.
Actually, that's...
And then you try to rub it in everybody's face.
Let me clear that up. When I say them niggas are weird...
Like Tiki
those
Barber?
Those are the dudes I'm talking about.
Like Tiki Barber?
When I talk about...
Yes, Tiki Barber. That's
this is what I say. Because I've been saying... Lately, it's been a trend of me talking about interracial relationships. And how, you know, I don't... Whatever. If you in love with somebody, you in love with someone. You know what I'm saying? You can't help who you in love with.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
For the most part.
Hey, I mean, you really can't.
You can make a decision.
Realistically speaking, when we take off our emotional glasses and are not that
really
serious glasses.
Truly fall in love, you can't help who you fall in love with. Sure. I agree with that. I'm rolling with that. Extenuating circumstances, we can talk about that all day until we're blown insane. When I say these niggas are weird and these chicks are weird, I'm talking about them people.
Yeah,
that exclusively date outside the race or don't date or down that just because it's like some stigma or they got some type of view about black women or they have some type of view about black men. Because 9 times out of 10, all them motherfuckers is weird. Every single time, it never, ever, ever, ever feels. I've never been disproven in this. Not one time.
Yeah, do what you want, but don't bash your own race.
Them like, dudes, that's them, just them weird. Dudes that be like, yo, I can only get with a white girl because black girls give me too much attitude.
Yeah,
I like shit like that.
I like white girls because I like white girls because they stuck dick. Like what?
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Well, yeah, nigga. Have you ever talked to a woman before? Yeah, better yet, has anyone ever liked you?
That's pretty much the going rate nowadays.
Oh my God.
The bitches are hit.
That's minimum wage.
They know they. That's yeah.
That's starter. That's.
Have she licked
your
ass?
That's entry level.
You want
level.
Me to text you back?
That's yeah. Entry level.
They know they got to do that now.
Oh
like
my
that's
God.
Not. It's
yeah.
Not
I like white girls because black women be having problems when you be cheating on them and shit. Like nigga, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Do you hear?
A white woman to just take
if you breathing, you in love. Yeah.
Oh my God. If you have a job, you making money. And that's just the way of the game. Shout out Ender Regulations.
Shout out Ender Regulations. Shout out to y'all. We love y'all.
Shout out to y'all. Yo, nigga.
Hey, man, when you wake up in the morning, you just woke up.
When you go to bed at night, you think about tomorrow so you can be ready for it.
1,000 retweets.
Exactly.
20,000.
In the morning, it's called breakfast. Word, nigga.
Don't let that go over your head.
Don't think about that. Let it sink in your mata.
You either innocent or you guilty. Those are two different words.
So you either court me or you not. I don't do in-betweens.
Man, listen. Once I don't care no more.
Nigga just speaking Justin LaBoy tweets.
What the fuck is wrong?
Shut up. Let's talk about you bitches.
Shut up.
All you bitches that be under them comments of Justin LaBoy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm watching you.
I see you. Oh, my God. I see every... Whenever I go into... Because I unfollow that nigga. Whenever I go on his page or somebody shares some shit that he says, I just look in the comments. I'm like, there to go.
First of all, yeah.
Look at you.
If you all right. So this is what... Let me be a barometer for if I hate you. If you've ever sent me something Justin LaBoy related... Or something like that, or one of them mood tweets, and expected me to concur, I fucking hate you. Now you know I do.
Listen, and here's my honest take on this nigga, right? The shit he was, at first, it was cool because it seemed a little different, it was funny. And when he wasn't doing the Zodiac shit every fucking day, because he realized that's how he gets the most interactions.
I thought that shit was always corny.
When he was doing it at first, it was funny, like because he was telling stories. So the stories he used to tell, like, do you remember Lean and Cuisine?
Yes.
So he was doing stories like that. So he would, like, post something and then tell a story in the comments, and it was funny.
Okay.
But now, it's just everything is anti-Pisces.
Pisces demons.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking? Shut up.
Because we demons.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's demon time.
Shut up. It's demon time, respectfully. Shut up. No, I would really smack the fuck at him. Like shut up.
I saw a tweet where
he didn't get beat up hard enough because he's still tweeting. Shout out to Gary.
I saw a tweet where some girl said, Justin LaBoyle could say, you know you got good pussy if it says something, I gotta find it. And bitches will be in the comments like, why are you in my business, Justin?
Oh my God. Or he'll post something mad vague like who got like remember when he put the pyramid of zodiac signs that had the best pussy? That's when I drew the line.
Yeah, I
drew the line, right? The line had already been drawn. He passed the line at that point. Like, he had this hierarchy of, Aries have the best pussy. And it was just like, nigga, I can just tell you get no ass.
You can definitely tell when a nigga.
He gets no ass. He gets no ass. Like, there's just no way you get butt.
This is the tweet. This girl said, quote, shout out, it's the Shia T on Twitter. Justin LaBoyle can post, if your man cheats on you often, you have good pussy. And bitches would be in the comments like, Justin, why are you in my business?
Word, I got the best pussy. Like, shut up.
Like, another barometer for if I hate you. If you ever commented on any of his posts on Instagram, I hate you.
Listen, bro, like...
I hate you deeply.
If you really take advice from the shit you see on Instagram, like those type of posts, yeah, there's good stuff on social media that actually is meaningful. But if you get a lot of your like motivation from that shit, like you just can't be trusted. The bar is in hell.
If it takes a rise and grind meme to get you motivated to live your life,
the bar is in hell.
You know, you probably should probably fucking kill yourself.
All right, what?
58? Nah.
You probably should.
Yeah.
You should probably end it.
Bullying has a 100% success rate.
it's 101.
Yeah, 101. Because either the behavior is fixed or the person just deletes themselves.
Either way.
Problem solved.
We get some fuck energy out the air. That's the last episode.
Hey, man, every time. Yo, speaking of saying some wild shit that shouldn't really be said, that nigga on Twitter today.
Oh, my bro.
So, I don't even know his at name, right?
We're not going to say it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it because he don't really deserve the publicity. If I do give his at name, just block the nigga or report him because there's just no way he needs to be on Twitter, right? So, basically, there's this dude. He's from Jersey somewhere. And all of his, like, tweets are literally, like, his niche.
People say something to him.
Yeah, like whenever somebody says something that he might not agree with or how his comeback is always like some type of pedophilia joke about somebody's uncle, like touching them. Like he makes uncle touchy jokes, but they're like times like 1,000. Like shit just isn't funny. So today... he did it again. Like, I've seen his tweets before, and it's kind of like, since this nigga's not funny, it's kind of weird, but all right, whatever. So today, let me see if I can find the actual tweet. Give me 1 second. So a girl, like, messaged him, or whatever she had said to him, or whatever he had said, it, like, she just commented back and said, sus. And he felt the need to say... Your uncle used to play eeny, meeny, miny, mo to figure out what hole he was going to fuck you in.
Kenan.
Nigga, that was his response.
Kenan's like...
That was his... Because why, right? That was his response to somebody just saying, sus. What the fuck, right? Like, now the problem, you know, the problem with this shit is he's been doing this and people finally, like, dug up his other tweets. And the nigga is weird. Hold up, watch.
All right, see, now I can't help but.
Because Kenan.
I can't help.
Y'all niggas are why he's thriving.
All right, we go.
The nigga is a lame, right?
We're gonna elevator music that.
So look, all of his
elevator music that
all of his tweets are your uncle, right? So somebody said, like, one of his tweets was like, oh, my God, who hurt him? And he just said his uncle. This one says, even if you ask how was your childhood, they still be triggered. He said, word, because they were going to be mad about humpy, happy uncle. Like, he just.
Sounds like some
connection
there. No, that's exactly
what it has to be because, like, people have literally found threads of him. Like, this one says, this one gay dude's on Twitter. He said, black men are just very, like, if I speak, it might be over. He said, your uncle used to salivate when your mom let him watch you as a kid. Like, what are you, like, what? Like, to me, if you're going to be edgy, your jokes have to be good. And to me, his jokes just are not good enough to be edgy like that. Yeah. I'm all for dark humor.
All for it. Yeah.
Did you just hear what I just said 5 minutes ago? But the nigga is just not that. Like, he's just not funny. Like, this one says, I would say 90% of hate on black men that's on Twitter stems from fact. And he said, your uncle used to salivate when your mom let him babysit you. Like, he just says the same shit. Like, that's his joke. Like, his go-to. And there's literally a whole thread of your uncle.
Leads to a bigger thing of, like,
Something's not right.
Definitely something not right. I think people are trying too hard to hold on to this past on Twitter or on the internet where you can literally just be a deplorable person. And people will rock with that.
It's not yet. It's literally not 2011 anymore.
It's not that time where you can. And it's not. And the people, I don't like the people that go, well, you can't even be funny or you can't even be edgy. Like, bro.
Nah, there's plenty.
You can be funny. You can be edgy. You can just, you actually have to be good at it now.
It's the same way DJs when Tory Lanez did what he did. Niggas like, yo, what am I supposed to play? Bro, I can go all day without playing Tory Lanez. If your ass, just say that. Literally.
Honestly.
There's so many other things to say.
Like, there's a lot of things you can do. Like, bro, you don't have to go this route. And then if you go that route, you can just do it better. Like, just don't be so nasty with it. Like, yo, bro,
people just don't.
Your uncle's dick used to be engorged at the thought of seeing you. Like, whoa.
What are you? That's comedy to you? What?
That don't tickle me.
Yeah, that's not like. It's just weird, bro. It's just weird.
That word into a joke.
Yeah, like, bro, like, you know. So.
And then his thing is, he's like, he does like the MMA shit, I guess.
Yeah, so he does like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So the nigga, all he does is just choke white people, right? Yeah. So this nigga, apparently. So he just thinks he's like this tough guy, right? So one of our boys, Paulie, was like, this nigga needs his ass beat. So then the nigga commented back and was like, you do it then. And then Paulie was like, yeah, nigga, like, I'm not what you think I am. I will really fuck you up. Let's set it up. And the nigga was like, yo, come to my gym, sign a waiver. Da-da-da-da. Nigga, what? Ain't nobody signing no fucking waiver, nigga. What are you talking? Sign a waiver? What are you talking about? Like, the nigga's weird, bro. The nigga's weird. And he has, like, this whole little army of people. One of the niggas blocked me.
One of them niggas from Atlanta.
What did he say? Yeah, the nigga from Atlanta, his the comment he said, like, he was talking to my boy Lenny. And he said, like, they talk like him. This is the weirdest thing. Like, they try to, like,
Mimic him
and embody this nigga. So Lenny has said something to this dude. And the dude says the man who just said in another tweet he was the horniest guy he ever met, like, referring to one of Lenny's tweets where he was actually, like, talking to one of his friends. Like, it was just stupid. He said, you clearly got touched by your parents growing up, and you're confused. Unless you're in Atlanta to fight, we have nothing to discuss. What are you talking?
Is that their thing to go to that thing?
Like, that's all they have. Like, they just, to them, like, you know how immature you have to be to think that, like, that's a good comeback? Like, that might have been funny when I was, like, 12. Like, that was his comeback. Like, you clearly were touched by your parents and grew up confused. What?
That's weird.
What do you, how did you take it to that point?
In the wise words of LaShawn, niggas just don't have jokes.
Shout out
to LaShawn.
Literally, niggas just don't be having jokes. Like, this shit be bad, bro. Like, niggas is weird.
Okay. In other words,
get some fucking jokes.
Get some fucking jokes. Speaking of jokes, I'm gonna be doing stand up in 2 weeks.
I'm excited for that, by the way.
Yeah, jokes.
More jokes. Some new jokes. Some old jokes. Jokey jokes. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell them bitches on here. Mm. Not on here. Yeah, mm. But like.
You're doing a live, right?
I'm going to be on Zoom.
I'll be here.
You can live too, right?
Huh?
You might as well go live too.
I mean, I'm going to be here, so whatever we set up here is what
set
I'm going to do.
Set it all up.
We can do both. It doesn't matter to me.
Because people might be able to make it in the Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got the... Yeah. So, it's whatever. I got there. The Zoom info on the flyer or whatever. So, like, this time, I'm going to have my little Cash App up. If you feel the need to donate, you can. If not, please don't. I really don't care.
How long? Do you know how long this is going
to
be?
I'm shooting for 20 to 25 minutes.
Ooh, because the last one was like 15.
Ooh, you're cooking.
I'm shooting for 20 minutes.
And these are all new jokes?
Hell fucking no. Oh, come on, man. You crazy as hell.
What?
You crazy as hell.
Nah. They're not all going to be old, but it's going to be some new jokes in there.
Mm.
It's going to be some shit I never worked on before. I never, like, put out work... Shit that's just been in my draft that I've never tried out before.
So technically, that's a new joke.
Sure.
It's
sure.
A new. It's a joke you never told.
Yeah.
It's
when
new to us.
To me, a new joke is that something I've written down within the past month.
Oh. Well, even so. Still, yeah. It's new material if you never put it out.
Yeah, it's
like, that's like saying, like, Drake recorded a song from 3 years ago and just put it out today. That's a new song.
True. So working on shit, polishing up some other shit to make it better. I think this is going to be... I'm going to be doing them still periodically, or I'm trying to do... I want to do one at least once a month. That's my routine now, just to do a stand-up on live, Zoom, whatever, once a month. Yeah, I'm really ready for... I'm ready for the stage now, I think. I think after this one and the next one, or this one, definitely.
Yeah, you can do it.
Be ready for
them. I think you're ready.
Ready to pop my cherry.
Yeah, especially if you get on stage for the first time and they give you 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's light.
Yeah.
That's light.
I think I'm going to just tell... I could just... Five minutes, I could tell one story. I'll probably just tell...
Literally.
One good story.
Yeah, and then you get out of there with a little joke.
Get out
of
there.
Again, kapow. Good
night. So, yeah. Y'all want to check me out. That's going to be happening soon. I say all that to say nicely transition to the next section of our podcast, which is going to be the last where we're going to do some questions, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, questions? We was talking about...
Corey, you want to tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or we keep it at all?
I was going to say, it was a story that we...
That was a story. So, at my job for the last 2 days, I'm in training on this new technology that my unit will be using, right? So, the purchase was probably like $250,000. So, but the vendor set up a class to teach us how to use this technology, right? So, like, how it works is, like, since you're spending XYZ, the vendor will take you out to eat. Because, you know, just courtesy of you spending money with them, you know? Mm-hmm. Since we spent, like, $250,000 with them. So, she's telling us her background. She's probably, I think she's, like, 24. She just graduated from, I think, what was the school?
You said MIT.
Yeah, she went to MIT. She's, like, she studied.
That's a really hard school to get into, by the way.
She studied electrical engineering. Yeah. So
shit sounds difficult.
It
so
is.
she tells her she's from Texas and she's Mexican. And then like my coworkers are all older white men who are MAGA, if you will. Mm. So they're like, you know, where are you from? She's like, I'm from Mexico. And they were like, well, were you born there? And she goes, my parents lived in Mexico full time. They crossed the border when my mom got pregnant so that I could have dual citizenship. And then after I was born, they took us back to Mexico and they did that for each of their kids. And like a part of me, like, so the whole atmosphere changed because yeah. I was like, that's what they despise the most because like I just felt like she should have read the room better
mm-hmm.
and just not said that. She could have said, I'm from the United States, you know?
Because well, I mean,
that's
she's,
what they did.
She was just being honest, people, though. Like.
She was, but that's what, and to a degree, she shouldn't give a fuck because she don't know them. But yeah, zero fucks. But like, that's what people despise the most, and like, that's the whole purpose of we're gonna build that wall so that they don't come here and take our jobs.
Fuck them.
Literally, it's just a lazy mentality. So then. Mm. And this was before we started recording. So then we started, I think we were discussing.
Oh, yeah, the actual, like, citizenship test.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not easy.
Okay, so.
I know a couple of those questions, and I got them all wrong. But keep going.
Yeah, so.
I'm not ready for this.
We were talking about if we had to take a citizenship test, could we pass? But, so how this works, there's 100 questions they choose from. They give you 10 of them. You got to get 25. Oh, you got to get 6 right, sorry. So you got to get 6 out of 10 to pass this test. But some of these fucking questions are bizarre. Let's see. I'm going to pick a few and see how far we can
get. So basically what's going to happen is Q is going to ask us a few of those questions. They're going to see if we can be American citizens or not.
They would kick my ass straight to Zimbabwe, boy.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm the first thing to
Tahiti.
Yeah, the first thing to Madagascar.
All right, you ready? All right, who's going to go first?
Nah, they're going to send your ass here.
How's it go first?
We'll go this way.
All right. What are 2 cabinet-level positions? Cabinet as in, like, the presidential cabinet.
Oh, okay.
Advisor?
You got to name 2.
That nigga said advisor?
cabinet-level? No, wait, no. Well, I don't even know, man. Judge and advisor.
Oh shit!
Unfortunately, you are wrong. Like,
going back to Liberia.
Nigga, the fucking Secretary of State.
Yeah, you gotta give me 2. I'm not gonna tell you either one.
I'll just say Secretary of Education.
Ding ding ding! Good job.
There you go.
So that's like cabinets are all Secretary of something,
like HUD and all that shit.
And then Attorney General, Vice President, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of State, Secretary of Labor, shit like that.
Word. Okay.
what is this? This is a 2-part question. And you gotta get the first part right to, or no, matter of fact, it's 2-part question. What is the supreme law of the land? That's the first part.
The supreme
eminent domain.
Like of America. What is the supreme law of America? And what do we call the first 10 amendments of such supreme law?
Eminent domain. Am I right?
No.
Okay. All right.
I know the second part.
Okay, well, let's go to the first part.
The second part is the Bill of Rights.
Correct.
Now, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution?
There you go.
Okay.
Well, if you know the first part, if you know the second part, you gotta know the first part
of the thing.
Yeah.
Constitution, Bill of Rights. Yeah.
Speaking
of
the Constitution, that shit is outdated, and we need to rewrite it.
All right. So I misinterpreted what that question was.
Like it just doesn't make sense to not like.
We're back to Julian.
Sorry.
Let me get another question.
Because these niggas think have the rights to bear arms. Yeah, that was cool when niggas had fucking muskets. Yeah, right? Yeah, you shoot one nigga. You couldn't clear out a movie theater in 2 seconds, nigga. It would take you a little while.
A little less.
Man, you couldn't clear
there out. There were no mass shootings. Did they realize that? Do they realize there was no
just run.
Do they realize there was no mass shootings back then?
Niggas would just run.
Did y'all ever see the the 2-way commercial when the nigga did he shot up the office building with a musket and he shot one person and everybody ran and he was still fucking stuffing the shit? They were like, rewrite the Constitution. And he was like, nigga was cleared the building. Fucking morons.
Niggas was back home.
Christ. Jesus Christ, bro.
And that dude that got shot the musket, he kind of made it. He was fine.
Yeah, he was probably all right. You know what I'm saying? He could have caught a little buckshot.
Like, what's this, a ball? Oh, no, he's good.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? He caught a little buck. But that's it.
Give him some antiseptic.
Jesus Christ.
How long is a U.S. representative's election term?
Who's it, me? Or
Corey wants another one.
U.S. representative?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Isn't that Senate or Congress? Doesn't it?
So there's U.S. representatives and then there's U.S. Senate. They're 2 different things.
Oh, okay.
Both of them make up Congress.
You mean House. Okay, so House. Isn't...
Yeah, right, so...
Do y'all know?
Is it 8?
No.
6.
That's the Senate. Senator. Damn. Senator's 6.
House is 2.
Yes. Good job.
I just know
shit,
that
I might can stay around. I might can stick around.
I just know it's not 4.
Not me, nigga. But first thing, smoking.
Oh, God.
I'm going to send my ass to Mississauga.
This is a saga.
Okay.
On that shit, first thing to Brampton.
Oh my god.
With my woes.
Okay. Canada got gangs for no reason.
So the question that goes on the test is this. I'm going to ask it a little differently. The question that goes on the test is, there were 13 original states. Name three. I'm going to ask you guys, can you name all 13 original colonies?
Suck my dick.
No, I can't.
Massachusetts. Rhode Island.
Balenciaga.
New York, Pennsylvania.
Fat Farm.
New Jersey.
Mecca.
Delaware, Virginia.
Sean
hold
John.
Hold on, Delaware. Yep. You're at seven. You got six more.
Delaware, Virginia.
Enichi.
Nigga, shut up. Did I say
no, you didn't.
Nah, Maryland.
Ooh. Rockaware.
Oh, my God.
You're at eight. You got five more.
New Hampshire.
Did you say New York?
Yeah. Where am I at nine?
You're at nine.
I said Virginia.
It got to be both the Carolinas, right?
Both Carolinas.
Both Carolinas. So I said 11.
11.
Georgia.
Georgia. Further north?
Vermont.
Vermont? No. Not Vermont. Not even Maine.
Rhode Island?
You said that already.
Connecticut.
Yes.
I was close.
No,
I mean, they helped a little bit, but
you were there. You were there.
I could have swore Rockaway was in there.
This nigga Mike is
nigga said Nietzsche.
Get the fuck out of here. There's no way this is a question. Who is the father of our country?
I don't know. My fucking dad, George Washington.
George Washington.
Why the fuck?
Yeah, why the fuck? The father.
Yeah, why the fuck?
It could be so many. It could be so many.
There was like, nine niggas that wrote the Constitution.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
The fuck?
They ain't shit.
Wait, what? Yo, this test is wild. Name one American Indian tribe of the United States.
Cherokee. Seminoles,
Iroquois.
Seminole.
Wait, hold on. Cherokee's
on. Wait, yeah. Iroquois, right?
Seminole.
That's not that bad. One tribe.
But why the fuck is that a question? They don't give a fuck about
American Indians. About Native Americans. They literally don't care.
That's what?
Son, like, dog, you know how bad, Mike,
the niggas we stole from?
Son, do you know how bad they treated Native Americans that they have generational suicide? Like, they have generational depression. Like, babies just be born like, I don't want to live.
That's
wild. Like, that is wild. Generational depression. They have the highest suicide rate of any community.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
I didn't know that. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Absolutely.
They fucked them niggas up, bro.
Okay. That's kind of easy. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
13 colonies. 13 colonies.
Cool.
Because that ugly bitch decided to make that ugly ass flag.
Yeah.
She's racist as hell.
Racist as shit. What's that? Betsy Ross? Fuck Betsy Ross, bro.
Fuck Betsy Ross.
Fuck that bitch.
You fugly slut.
Yeah. Nah, for real, bro. She might have been the worst one out of all of them.
Fuck that bitch.
She literally said this flag is to represent
fuck that bitch and her needles.
I think what she was trying to say that this flag is supposed to represent white supremacy.
She can fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Northern Mariana Islands, and Guam all represent what?
U.S. territories.
Wow, Mike.
No, you Trump ain't know that.
Where is Samoa actually?
The island of Samoa.
Yeah. Island of Samoa is
near New Zealand.
It's in the Pacific.
Yeah, oh, okay. Pacific. You didn't care. Like, you didn't. Why'd you ask? You didn't care. You didn't care.
Name the two largest rivers in the United States. Why the fuck is this a question?
They're
the two
Mississippi largest
rivers in the United States.
And then the ooh. Amazon.
This nigga Keith said the Nile.
Bro, Samoa is really in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, why the fuck is that a
US how did America?
I need to know how those big motherfuckers even got off that island.
How the hell did they?
How'd you get here, Q?
I swear,
what the fuck? And then Fiji is like a couple. It's like even like not that close.
Because Alaska like is closer to Russia than it is to us.
I just need to know how those fucking beasts, how those people,
like Alaska is mad close to Russia. Like
you can see Russia.
Yeah, you can go. Like
yeah,
it's,
you can see it.
Like yeah. Now, I think Now, what did you say? Hold on. You said
the two largest rivers in
America. I know one of them is the Mississippi for sure.
Okay.
Now, the other one, I don't know, bro. What is the other one? Missouri. Delaware?
Missouri. I didn't know there was a Missouri River.
Hell no. I didn't know. Hold you. All I knew was the Mississippi.
Oh, name. What the fuck?
I ain't gonna hold you, man.
This shit is wild. Some of this shit's wild, bro.
Yeah,
I believe it.
The fact that this is on here,
and they be asking niggas this shit.
Yeah, like, here's a question. It says, "Who was Susan B. Anthony? Why the fuck do you need
some
to,
bitch.
To be a fucking U.S. citizen?
That should be the.
What's she do again? What's she?
That was the woman suffrage lady. That, was
that
like
should
a
be
fucking
the one.
Asshole.
Some bitch.
Probably racist. Yeah, she's racist.
No, that was the whole thing. Remember they like.
Yeah, if they gonna let niggas vote before my white women,
they just pardoned her or whatever for some shit. Remember, like at the end of Trump's thing,
who
Susan B. Anthony? Remember that whole thing? They like pardoned her for some shit. It's like she's been dead for 100 years.
How you feel about that, Mike?
What
the feminist movement?
Fraud. Come on, it's fraudulent. It's fraudulent. How you? Wait, no. Sorry. Let me be more straight. How do you feel about black women who say that they're feminist? Oh. If they didn't, if they're saying they're feminists without doing their homework, it just is what it is. You didn't do your homework, and you're just following a movement. You didn't do your homework.
I just feel like okay.
This is not to be a funny.
No, because this could get bad, but it could be good, but it could be bad. All right, so black women who join the feminist movement, I just need to know. I just want black women to know and understand. That the modern feminist movement as it stands today does not include you. It's not.
It never has.
It's not for you. It's not set up for you. It's not made with you in mind.
Yeah.
So, okay. This movement was made by white women looking out for the interests of white women.
And that's it.
That's it. Now. Would they like other women to be on board? Sure.
That's just for numbers, though.
That's for numbers, which means they wouldn't mind black women and other women of different nationalities being on board. Of course, because you're women. But it's in mind and in part, it's for the white women. Now, that does not mean that black women can't be for the rights of black women or any women in general. Like, they can't be pro-woman.
That's a fact.
Because that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, if you want to do something else for black feminism, I'm all for it all the time. All feminism is great to me. But, mm-hmm. I just want black women to understand that this modern new wave feminist movement is not...
It never was.
Set up.
Never was.
Thought of...
Nope.
Or included.
Not even
including
little.
You.
Not even a thought.
So, don't be quick to subscribe to something.
Don't invest too heavy.
There you go. Invest too heavy in something that's really not made with you in mind.
Yeah.
The only reason I asked this is because I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers, and I said, I look at black women who tell me that they're feminists the same way I would look at a black man that tells me he's a Trump supporter.
That
I look.
I can see what you mean.
I look at it the same way because, like you said, you're not included in anything that
you're subscribing.
Similar to you being a black MAGA supporter, he's not going to do anything that's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
Except like if you receive a tax break because you happen to be in that bracket.
That's
but
it.
Other than that, as a black man. In middle class,
I see you
are voting against your own interests.
100%. I see where you're going. I do. But I feel like it's a little bit different only because I'm not a woman.
Fact. None of us are.
And I don't know the extra plight.
Did you just assume my gender?
It is to be. Yeah, I assume God. Your fucking huge cock in your balls. I'm saying is I'm not a woman. So I don't know what it's like to have to make that choice between being a woman and being black.
If you look at even how the movement was started, it's like...
I understand that, but like, it's some things I'm never going to have to deal with because I'm a man.
That's true.
And just, all right, so being black is hard enough.
Correct.
And then on top of that, being a woman.
Yeah, that's a double whammy.
Whoo, boy.
Yeah, every single time.
Especially being in, like, the workplace.
Whoo, boy. So I don't understand. I guess I understand why someone, black women, will fall into that because they're looking for some support somewhere.
Correct.
But I think they're so desperate for support.
No, I think they're desperate for change. I don't think they're desperate
change,
for support.
Change that they're willing to look for it in places where they feel like it might be for them because they're not used to getting it
from us.
From us.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that's a problem that we need to work on as black men to support our black women so that they don't need to, they don't feel the need to be a part of a white modern feminist movement.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
That's all.
Yeah, I think you articulated that yourself pretty good.
Yeah. Also, this just popped up on my timeline. Speaking of Native Americans, did you know this band was completely Native American, like every single one of them?
Yeah, you lying. Come and get your love.
I'm watching the video right now.
What?
I never knew that.
It was called Redbone.
Aw.
That's racist.
Yeah.
But it's okay. They named themselves.
I don't think they ever named themselves.
They definitely named themselves.
They're man. They're white men. Should probably say, "Yo, you're gonna be called Redbone."
Could be.
Their white sleazy coked up manager was like, "Yeah, Redbone is what you're going by."
Yeah, I had no idea.
That's what's up. Hey,
that's a great song.
I saw it. It was so funny. I speaking of that, I saw this thing on Twitter.
That it came from that same thread.
Yeah, where they said, "Up, you know."
Yeah, these people are not black, but we thought they were.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Tina Marie in there.
A lot of Bobby Caldwell.
A lot of Bobby Caldwell. I feel like you didn't know that for the longest, right?
I knew that, but okay. My parents didn't know, which I find crazy.
Oh, I did not know that.
Bobby Caldwell wasn't black?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah.
How did they not know that?
Mm.
Yeah. Nah, Bobby Caldwell. I feel like that's, yeah, I feel like no, like he was notoriously like.
Oh, yeah, real quick before we get out here, right? Mm-hmm. Did y'all see the Earth, Wind, and Fire Isley Brothers versus?
I didn't. It was amazing, bro. It was so good.
You missed out on the treat, Corey.
Yeah, that was so good. Like, it lasted a really long time.
It was long as fuck.
But it was worth it, bro. Like, it was so good. It was so organized. Like, having Steve, like, people were mad, like, Steve Harvey was the host at first, but it just made so much sense.
Absolutely.
It had to happen because if he wasn't the host, there would have been, like, a lot of, like, it just would have been awkward in there.
It would have been mad people.
Because it was old niggas. So, like, you got to understand, like, they needed a host to kind of, like, keep the shit going.
And honestly, I think, you know why I think he was talking so much?
He was perfect. He was, like, it was perfect.
I think he was nervous.
Bro, he was sitting in between the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's like us being right next to, like, Drake and Future. And exactly. Expecting us to be cool.
Niggas sitting in between fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like,
yeah, and we're expecting to just chill out.
Yeah, this is just a Tuesday. Like, no, that shit is not regular.
Nah, nigga, I'm talking. I'm like, yeah.
But I don't even think he was nervous.
Telling
like
jokes that don't need to be jokes.
Yeah, but like he was funny though. People just like to hate on Steve Harvey. They're like, ah, like play Steve the music. Harvey. Ah, we want to hear that. Ah,
how do you feel about people talking about his suit?
Man, Steve, I don't care what nobody like says. That nigga can dress.
No.
Yeah. Did you see them suits?
Nah, that purple suit was fire.
But I mean, that purple, you know what it is though.
About 10 years ago, he was the worst dressed.
No, he was wearing. He was just wearing. Well, he was wearing
suits. After he lost his hair, he tightened it up a bit.
Well, because he was just wearing big suits back then. The big suits were in. That's what everybody was wearing.
Yeah, but I feel like
Mike Lyons said you ain't have a big ass suit.
I know I had big.
All right, then we all had.
He also had big suits. He had big suits with hella buttons.
Yeah, we all had big suits. But you know, he was like that. But you know, that's what kind of happens when like
bitches loved it.
They did. Like, that's what happens when you're like fashion forward.
Bitches loved his money.
Woo, bro, that the first and the leather one. Like, oh my god,
that's a fly ass.
Bro, Steve Harvey can dress, and he's gonna have some bad suits because he's a fashion forward, and he's trying
to miss.
Yeah, he's trying to be different with suits. Like it's hard to do. You know what I'm saying? Like suits can only be done so many ways.
Try and go outside the box.
Yeah,
you're bound to miss because that's the nature of the game.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Especially it's like when Marcus Houston showed up. When Marcus Houston showed up with the plexiglass suit, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna miss when you try too hard. That was bad.
Like, this is
and you know what's even worse? I seen a nigga wearing that in real life like last week.
Where was you at?
A nigga wore it to South Beach.
Oh
God. Like he had like the plastic suit like in real life. Ugh. It was bad.
Still bad 20 years later.
Yeah, it'll never hit.
A great versus.
It was so good.
They have so much music. It's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And all, you realize how many people sampled their music is even nuttier.
Yeah. Like, you hear the beginning of the song, like it sound like it was like the Spice Adam video, like, oh, this the remix, right? Like, nah, nigga, this is the original.
Yeah. And I feel like it was between the both of them, but both of those groups, they have like damn near 2,000 samples.
Yeah.
I think they said that they made $10 million in the 90s alone.
Yep.
Off samples only.
Yep.
I forgot. Was it the...
Yeah, it must have been. I think it was Between the Sheets.
Yes, it was. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Between the Sheets.
They said that sample made $10 million.
Big Papa off alone is probably paying you.
And it still gets sampled. It still gets sampled all the time.
Well, it still gets sampled crazy.
A ridiculous
crazy
amount. So, man, it was really good, man.
Mr. Biggs, I was going to tell you.
It was really good. Yeah, when they got into the R. Kelly bag, man, people kind of had to like close their ears a little bit, but people were like, ugh.
Yes. Oh, I know you from
I know Keenan was singing at the top of his lungs.
Long time ago.
Jesus Christ.
Stop hell being, no. I don't think
stop
so.
Being
speaking
nasty.
Of nasty, that's where we're going to end the podcast tonight. That was, oh my God.
Thinking me for somebody. Yeah.
Fetch her up. Can't you see two men are talking? But now, get your master, get to walking. Now I think you better leave this place.
Jesus.
That's Q and Keenan.
I'm about to catch a case. Y'all can take
Q and Keenan are Pearl the Abuse of Black Women.
Give me what you got.
Apparently,
I just like the background.
That's it.
And that.
See, that's why I tried to move the cups earlier.
That
I don't feel so.
An example of God not liking ugly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
And we will end, and that has been another episode of That Not This Series, the podcast.
Yes, it has.
The greatest podcast in the history of the human species.
Man.
Yeah, man. Make sure you listen to all of us. Make sure you listen to all the episodes, listen to the back catalog. You know what I mean? Listen to everything, man. Make sure you check us out on our socials at the NTS Pod on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Man.
Make sure you check us out everywhere. We're going to be doing a lot of new things coming soon. Like, you know, with the pandemic starting to subside a little bit, people are able to do more things, be able to move a little more, shake a little more.
Shout out Manscaped
For hooking us up and still being rocking with us as a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. They still be emailing
us.
I'll be like,
nice. There's no Womanscaped.
That's not the name of the
that. Q, are you trying to help the brand or not?
Yeah, are you trying
Jesus
to grow us?
Man, what the
us?
Hell
what
is happening?
What are you doing here?
Oh,
are
my
you,
God.
He's trying
to just change the name to Scaped.
Are you the...
Jesus.
He, him, Scaped.
Yeah.
Gender fluid Scaped.
Oh, my goodness. They Scaped.
They Scaped.
We Scaped.
All Scaped.
Bussy Scaped.
All Scaped. Are you in good balls?
Oh, but yeah, make sure you check us all out. Make sure you tell a friend to listen. Make sure you spread the word, man.
Yeah.
Because we out here, we're still growing. We're still trying to move and shake out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? What else? Everybody, Elzy.
My birthday's coming.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah, birthday party on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We at Chupitos with it. We in Elizabeth. Yeah, pull up, man. I don't care. I'm leaving work early,
not telling nobody. I
ain't got to work, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I caught out all weekend.
We all about to pile on Q's.
Yeah,
truck.
Man.
Oh,
no. Q's truck.
Yo.
Yeah. Oh, y'all had to come to Trenton first. I'm going to be in Trenton.
You know what that? Oh, being that bit lit.
Meet you right at that bitch.
Me and that
bit
lit.
You got to come that way anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, pull up. I posted on my Instagram. Yeah, if you can make it, that'd be great.
It's by Steiner. It's white.
Nigga, what are y'all talking about?
He don't want to leave his car in Trenton. I was like, you got to work by Steiner. It's white.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. If it's by Steiner, nigga,
yeah,
you'll be okay.
All right, y'all. Thanks, y'all, for listening. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place. You already know the vibes.
Yeah.
Peace!